shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
How does it feel to be the new American Idol?
I don't know.
I continue to believe what I said at that time. I continue to believe what I said at that time.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we take you through the looking glass. That's where you got to go to find the other side, to find where the reality is. Joining us this hour, Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on a new resort in Big Bear and the Cascades, the Trilogy Resorts. Plus, shark attacks are almost likely to happen on Sundays, or most likely to happen, should I say, on Sundays. That's very interesting. Shark attacks most likely to happen on Sundays in 6 feet of water. So all of that ahead this hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, head over to our website, philhendryshow.com. Because that is the perfect adjunct. That's the perfect companion piece to our radio show. That is where you can listen to archived material. That's where you can access animated material. That's where you can access the Phil Hendry Show on TV, television pilots that we've produced, archived shows going back many, many years and different generations of the Phil Hendry Show, as well as our video casts, which you can see live streaming right now, and watch a five-day archive of our video casts. We posted today, we got the good news, 2001, the archive 2001 shows are on their way. We got them, they're on DAT tape. It's going to take a while to transcribe and, put over onto the site, but we've got them. So it's all there at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and find out what's happening. So shark attacks, most likely, we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. We also have on the line with us Robert Green from Fraser Foods. And, of course, Bob is a longtime contributor to our show on matters having to do with business, employment, and so forth. You are a grocer, basically. You're in the retail grocery business, but you are now operating a couple of resorts, one a summer resort and one a winter resort. Bob, you can tell us about that?
I sure can, Bill, and we're very excited to talk about the Trilogy Resort. It's in the San Bernardino Mountains around Southern California. We have a very, what we would call a boutique spa. There's about 100 rooms. That might be a little bit larger than some small hotel or small boutique spas, but it is still a very comfortable place with cascading waterfalls. We've got a beautiful lake on premise. We've got full weight rooms and training rooms. We've got three pools. We're open for skiing in the wintertime, but we're really trying to encourage people to come to the mountains in the summertime. We think it's a great way to enjoy the beauty of America as well as the marvelous warm weather that we have in the summer months. And join us at the resorts, either in the Cascade Mountains in Oregon or in the San Bernardino Mountains in Southern California.
Now, you were talking to me about this story. It's one of the reasons why I mentioned to the audience the shark attacks most likely on Sunday, in 6 feet of water. Why would you be bringing that up?
Well, I know it sounds a little incongruous as we're talking about our opening our resort for the summer months. We also have mountain biking. I wanted to mention that. But I think it's important to always, as a businessman, and really as a good neighbor, I think it's important to remind people not only the benefits of the business that we might be in, but also the downside to a competing enterprise. And in this case, we saw the article this morning, and I was talking to Frank Tenuto, who's one of our partners in the resort in the San Bernardino Mountains at Big Bear. We have one other very, very lovely chalet-style hotel that is more of a spa, and that is in Crestline.
Now, these are all towns, for people who don't know. These are cities, little towns in the mountains outside of Los Angeles as you head up into the San Bernardino Mountains. We have Crestline.
We have Crestline. We've got Lake Arrowhead.
Lake Arrowhead, and then we get up to Big Bear, and Big Bear is gorgeous. And I've done a lot of fishing up there, skiing. It's a great year-round resort.
It's absolutely beautiful. And I guess you could say if you wanted to make a joke, there's no sharks in the mountains. And it's something that you would want to keep in mind, obviously.
Well, okay. So is that why you sent this? The article says shark attacks most likely to occur on Sunday in less than 6 feet of water during a new moon.
Well, I think more to the point, Phil, like I said, as the operator of a business, as the operator of a beautiful hotel, a mountain hotel, a chalet where people can come and enjoy all the four seasons, I would be remiss if I did not report this news to your listeners, because there are options. And I am here to let people know that there are options and that we hope they choose either the Trilogy Resorts or our spa and chalet in Lake Arrowhead or the mountain biking that we have in Oregon and elsewhere. There is an alternative to putting your family through this kind of thing that I was mentioning.
You're talking about putting your family through what? Shark attack?
Not shark attack, no, of course not. But the risk of the kinds of fears that these news stories bring.
Well, you're talking about, in other words, going to the ocean as opposed to the mountains.
That's one part of it, yes. But the most important part, I think, is to simply give people options, that you can come to our mountain resort. You can enjoy yourself in safety and tranquility. You don't have to worry about your children out in the ocean being attacked by a shark. We're talking about 6 feet of water, Phil.
All right, let me, if you wouldn't mind here, Bob. Sharks, we know that sharks feed in shallow water, so that's not a very unusual thing.
What about the statistics say most likely on Sunday?
Well, hold on. I think that they say on Sunday because that's when most people are in the water. It's a ridiculous thing to say that sharks attack on Sunday. Sharks don't know what day of the week it is. There may be more reported shark attacks on a Sunday because there's more people in the water. And the 6 feet of water is no big deal because 6 feet of water is generally where sharks are going to feed. You have these small nurse sharks. You know.
Well, I know you just got back from the Caribbean, and you said you were snorkeling. Is that right?
Yes.
And you said that Maria saw a nurse shark.
She saw a nurse shark. Yeah.
What I'm simply saying to your listeners and to anybody that wants to enjoy the beautiful mountains in the summertime, if Mr. Henry wants to put his family through that, that's his business. But you don't have to have a child.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
I want to say you don't have to have your own children coming out of the water, scared to death.
Well, hold on, Bob, for just a minute. She wasn't scared. We were looking at giant turtles, okay?
I don't... You're getting a little far out here.
We're looking at giant turtles in Tobago Keys. We're snorkeling. She saw a nurse shark. It's about 4 to 5 feet long. They bite, but they do not consume, and they're afraid of humans.
So what, and you were not frightened for her?
No, I was not frightened for her because she thought it was very interesting. As a matter of fact, she spent a lot of time swimming above this animal and watching it.
All right, well, we're not talking certainly here, Phil, about nurse sharks. We are talking about sharks, tiger sharks and so forth, that have done very horrible, horrible damage, terrible injuries to human beings. And I understand what you're saying about how they don't eat humans, but the attacks of these animals and the bites that these animals leave on humans, the injury that these animals leave on humans is so devastating. We're simply saying you can come to our resort. We're in the mountains, and you know, I'm not trying to be cute, but the last time I checked, there's no sharks in the mountains.
Well, all right, so don't go to the ocean. Then.
I'm not saying don't go to the ocean, but I think we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with your listeners. And I know there's a great many people who make their business at the ocean. There's a lot of people who make their business among the tourists down at the ocean. I think the time has come to be honest with people. There is the possibility, not a high possibility, but the possibility that someone you love could be attacked and very horribly injured when you could have come to the mountains and been at our resort.
But, okay, so, Bob, I have to say, you sent me this shark story as a way of drumming up business.
I'm not drumming any business. I don't like the term drumming up business. I didn't.
Well, you sent me the shark attack story as a way of saying that, you know, here's your option.
Absolutely. I'm not denying that at all.
Well, you know, you could get attacked by a shark, or you could come to my mountain resort, and I don't know what to say about that other than the fact that I think you're relying on fear a little bit.
No, I am not relying on fear, Phil. Understand, I've been in the retail business. I've been in all manner of selling product to the public. And this is a line of work that I've long wanted to get into, and that is the hotel business. And I'm saying we've got a beautiful resort that sells itself. I don't have to do anything. I can invite you up to the Trilogy Resorts there in Big Bear, and you will want to immediately book a week, if not a couple of weeks. And if you don't have the time, you're going to want to do at least a weekend and see what we've got, because that's how beautiful it is. It sells itself.
And, well, then why are you bringing up shark attacks? You know.
Well, I think I'm saying something the audience wants me to say. I'm saying there's a lot of, you can do anything with your tourist dollar. You can do anything with your vacation dollar. We have a beautiful resort. The ocean. When you go to the ocean, there are sharks. And they have attacked and very horribly disfigured and injured human beings.
But there are also beautiful things to do with the ocean.
Absolutely. There's no question there's beautiful things to do with the ocean. But it can very quickly become a horror story if a shark attacks, is all I'm trying to say.
877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we talk here with Robert Green about the new resort that they have opened in the San Bernardino Mountains. Now, the question here is, do you even really need to bring up how there is shark attack and injury from shark at the ocean if you are trying to get people to stay at your mountain resort? Isn't that just a little extreme? Can't you just tell people about your hotel? Do you have to frighten them? And I think that that's what we're talking about here, the fact that he has a mountain resort, and, oh, yeah, you could get attacked by a shark. Now, the article I'm looking at here was originally in Live Science. Saturdays come in second place. Fridays make a pretty strong showing, too. These days of the week when sharks attack is a little ridiculous. Researchers analyzed statistics from shark attacks that occurred in Florida's Volusia County, dubbed the shark attack capital of the world, between 1956 and 2008. Volusia County, by the way, is, I believe, Daytona Beach. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking here to Robert Green, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Show.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Well, the restaurant you're talking about, Phil, I've been to, and I think it's a disgusting experience with the grease coming through the bottom of the bag.
Well, I don't want to mention the restaurant. I was just asking you about these different restaurants because we were talking about the 10 fast food dishes.
Well, absolutely, but I think Cheesecake Factory is a great restaurant. If they have a dish there that's got some calories. But the point that I'm making here is that at our hotel, we serve a variety of different entrees at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all of them, obviously, with your health in mind.
Yeah, but we're talking here with Robert Green about the new resorts you have in the mountains. People go to the mountains for the summertime, especially people who don't live near the ocean.
I understand that, but our resort is in the San Bernardino Mountains, which is close to the Pacific Coast. And so I simply say, we've got a beautiful state with lots to do. By the same token, if you go to the ocean, after hearing me talking tonight about our wonderful mountain hotels and chalets, and I don't want to put it this way, Phil, but you know what happened this summer, that little boy. You mentioned that summer of 2001, that little boy lost his arm.
That was in Florida, yeah.
Well, I'm not singling out Florida. I don't want to ruin their business.
I'm not trying to ruin Florida's business. You're saying that shark attack.
That is correct. I don't want a parent listening right now to hear the scream of a child. Well, you know, Phil,
I think that's entirely unnecessary, Bob. You've got a beautiful hotel. You can invite people and encourage people to come visit the resort that you guys, the properties you guys operate, without scaring people half to death.
I absolutely know that. I am saying this. You've got a choice. I don't want parents taking their kids to the ocean and hearing a child scream and hear the, and look at the water turn dark red. I'm sorry, Phil, but I think it would be irresponsible of me.
I think it's irresponsible of you to bring that up that way. I think it's ghoulish. I think it's scary. And I don't think, percentage-wise, it's anywhere near the threat that you're making it out to be. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Louise Brad in Santa Barbara. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering. He's making a big deal about sharks. I used to live in the San Bernardino Mountains, and one of my best friends was mauled by a bear. How come he's not mentioning bears, bobcats, mountain lions, stuff like that? Stuff that's more dangerous than a shark.
You don't You don't go out and hike in the middle of where bears are.
But okay, but you're in the middle of the mountains. Wait a second. You're in the middle of the mountains. You have a resort where bears live. So you're going to tell me I have to stay on your resort instead of enjoying Mother Nature, getting out into nature?
No.
I live in Santa Barbara now. Millions of people go to the beach. Millions of the people go to the beach here. In the 10 years that I've lived here, I have not heard of one shark attack. In the 2 years I lived in the San Bernardino Mountains, my best friend was mauled by a bear, and we had a mountain lion that would come on our property like clockwork every 2 weeks looking for food. So you're going to tell me that it's safer in your mountains than it is on a beach?
Well, what I will tell you is this. You're asking me to rely upon you, somebody I don't know, for this information. This is all anecdotal. I don't know if it could be checked out. So forgive me, sir, but I'm not necessarily going to take your word for a lot of this. Now,
no, that's fine. I understand.
Having said that, forgive me for saying this, but I will ask you, how stupid do you have to be to put your head right into a bear's mouth? What is that?
He didn't put it in the bear's mouth. We were in our tents camping on the property. The bear came up in the middle of the night and attacked him through the tent. I don't know. The park ranger told us it might have been something he was wearing.
What was his... Why did it go for his head? He wasn't sticking his head and going, ha-ha?
No, I never said his head. You're assuming his head. It actually bit into his foot. He now walks with a limp because he has no sensation from his knee down. I never said head. All I said was he was mauled by a bear.
Phil, if I'm wrong, please tell me. I thought the gentleman said that his friend was trying to be a smartass and was sticking his head in the bear's mouth.
No,
I never said smartass.
Forgive me. You didn't say smartass, but I thought you said your friend was trying to show off by opening up the bear's mouth and put his...
I never said show off.
No, he didn't say that. Now, I think the point that this gentleman is making is the following point. You can be attacked by a wild animal in a places other than the ocean.
Phil, every year there are stories of gruesome shark attack across this country, far in excess of any story about a bear attack.
Phil, where is this man from?
I'm in California, sir. I'm in California.
Okay, Phil, Wait, Phil, you can vouch for this also.
Mr. Henry,
can I say something?
No, sir, I was talking.
Let me say
you were, I was talking.
Quick.
Well, hold on. Let Bob finish his point,
yes, sir.
And then I want to hear you, Brad.
My point is the following. Now I forgot what my point was. You know something?
Well, can I say
hold the line. Both, hold on. We got to take a break, but I will. Brad, I want to come back to you and Bob Green.
Okay.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Robert Green, as we talk about his mountain resort, way better than Shark Attack. Phil Henry Show.
Way better than Shark Attack.
Phil.
Thanks a lot. What an endorsement.
Phil and
what you did.
I didn't do anything. 877-876-PHIL. We have Brad hanging on the line. We get Brad back on here. I have Robert Green joining us as we talk about the opening of his new resort in the the San Bernardino Mountains. You've been talking about Shark Attack.
Well, Mr. Henry, during the break, you were talking about Tim Treadwell and how they only found his head. And you're trying to prejudice this entire hour against me.
I wasn't on the air. I was talking to my producers about this. Okay, Brad, did you have a thought? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, we were all from Southern California. How many times has the news had a story in Laguna Niguel or in San Bernardino of a mountain biker being mauled or killed as they're riding their mountain bike? I haven't lived in L.A.
I've never heard such a thing. I've never heard
such a thing. Are you kidding me? What, maybe four or five years ago?
I can go back a shorter time about sharks that have taken a kid, dragged a kid out.
No, I have. I haven't heard about sharks. I mean, in Florida, I have, but not in California.
You know, that young girl, surfer, I don't remember her name. Was a few years back.
Exactly.
Wait a second. She was the last one I've heard about being bitten by a shark. It wasn't too long ago.
Yes, she did live.
Yes, she did. She's actually a pro surfer. And not too long ago,
I think she was half eaten by this thing.
No, she was not.
God.
She's alive.
If
she's
an
alive.
Arm is half of a body, then you know you shouldn't be in the food industry or anything else. But you know, she was the last person I've ever heard of being bitten, eaten, swallowed, whatever you want to say, by a shark. At least once a year in the United States, you hear of somebody being mauled by something in the mountains. There's far more people
You know
that
something,
go to...
you're talking about a young lady using terms like swallow. I don't appreciate
that. You're the
language.
One who said that.
What?
Their head came up missing. You're the one who said that somebody's, they were,
yeah,
I'm not going to say
Henry,
decapitated, but that's what you were insinuating.
No,
they
Mr.
only
Henry
found
said
the body,
the
they
break,
never found the head.
Mr. Henry said during the break, because he's trying to prejudice this against me, about Tim Treadwell, this grizzly man, and his girlfriend, they didn't find it. The girlfriend and Treadwell both, and all they found was his head.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's
they didn't.
Exact. That's
the girl.
Well,
Treadwell's girlfriend was never there. Treadwell's girlfriend was never
yes,
there.
Yes, she was. No, yes, she was, man. She
oh,
was.
She, well,
I saw the
I,
film.
I,
Gris-
last
yes,
time
she was.
I saw the report,
but
she wasn't there. It was
well, here's the thing, man. He had two girl. I mean, Tim Treadwell had two girlfriends. Okay, one of them was living in California, the one that Werner Herzog talked to, and then the other young lady was with him. And this poor girl, in trying to save Tim Treadwell's life, lost her own life.
What you two guys are talking about right now prejudices my mountain business, and you won't talk about that kid that got eaten.
No kid ever
Tim's
got
girlfriend.
Eaten.
The girlfriend,
you know,
by the way, Tim
Here.
Treadwell's girlfriend Here. Was Anna. Wait a minute, hold on. I want to tell you about Tim Treadwell's girlfriend, the girl that was killed. What the hell's his girlfriend's name? Anna Huguenard. And Bethany Hamilton is the girl who survived Tim Treadwell.
Why are we talking about bear attack?
Okay, here.
I was talking about shark attack.
To make you feel a little bit better, when I first moved here to Santa Barbara, I actually worked at the top of a mountain here. I worked at a Presbyterian church guest ranch.
Well,
people would come up weekend.
Why does that make me feel better about you?
Well, no, I'm just trying to say, wait a second. You're saying I'm trying to prejudice you on what you're trying to sell. I also used to work at a guest ranch on top of a mountain. But when these people would come, we had people from L.A., Orange County, different church groups would come up and rent our facility. It was my job when they showed up to tell them not to do that, not to go outside after dark, not to feed the animals. If you hear a bear or a mountain lion, don't go outside. Stay within your building. And you know what? These people were stupid enough to go outside. We had to take back. A couple of people found out that I had my own.
Right.
What?
Did
go
they
ahead.
Get bit? Did they get eaten? No, they didn't.
Nobody got eaten, but we did have somebody that was not attacked by a mountain lion, but they were attacked by a bobcat. They were trying, they had brought some, I don't know what it was. They brought
like
a cat or something like that with them.
That's like an alley cat jumping here or something. That's a big thing.
Well, you know
okay.
what? I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I thank you, Brad. Yeah, I just, go ahead, Brad.
When you guys are talking, can we get back to sharks and what they, the horror that they...
Okay.
You can come to the mountain. You want to take your kid down to the ocean? Go ahead. Have you ever heard of a kid being eaten by a bear? No. Have you heard about a kid losing his arm in a shark? Yes.
I've heard about kids being not eaten by bears, but losing an arm or a foot to a bear.
An arm or a foot?
Yes.
Your friend didn't. Your friend got bit through the foot, and the bear didn't.
He got bit through the foot, yes. But I have heard on the news, and I have seen on the internet about different people getting bit by bears.
It's
and
a dangerous animal, right?
Yeah,
it's a dangerous animal. I got a break, Brad. Thank you very much, Brad. I appreciate you hanging with us and talking with us. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL. I don't want to beat this into the ground, okay?
Well, you beat it into the ground with Tim Treadwell and the fact that they found his head. And the girlfriend.
I was talking to you about Bear Attack, and it got around to the Grizzly Man movie, right?
Yeah.
And you brought it up.
I said, did you see it?
You said to me, speaking of really cool bear movies, and...
Yeah, so there's no confidentiality on your program. Everything we speak about during the break, you go ahead and blather. And so I look like an ass... talking about bears, and I just opened up a mountain resort. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You didn't tell me not to mention it. You brought up the bear attack, and you brought up Tim Treadwell and his whole life and his girlfriend and the gruesomeness of their death, and I said, yeah, and I was telling you about it. And
no, I was telling you about it because I just saw it.
Okay, well, good for you. Now, why would you be talking to me during the break about Bear Attack, and as soon as we get on the air, you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about Shark Attack. Okay.
Three guesses.
Yeah. You know why, Mr. Green? Because you have a mountain resort business you're promoting.
No.
And because you want, thank you very much for being my guest. You have a mountain resort business that you're promoting, and you want to make sure that you get people, you get customers up there. And if that means that you can keep people away from the ocean by telling them about Shark Attack.
No.
I thought I put him on hold.
Yeah, I thought you did too.
Put him on hold. And if you can keep people away from the ocean by talking about Shark Attack, more of them will come to your resort.
No.
Put him on. And that just, I'm not going to let that pass without pointing it out. Robert Green. And while going to the mountains is beautiful, it's fun. And going to the ocean is beautiful, it's fun. I don't think we need to promote one at the expense of the other. And you know what? There's wild animals all over the damn place. The best thing to do about a wild animal, as you guys know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, leave them the hell alone. Leave them the hell alone. Anything you do with a wild animal, you have to either do one of two things. You have to either subject this creature to, inhumane treatment in order to tame it. And I did say inhumane, or you have to kill it. That's all human beings ever do with wild animals. That's all we ever do. We subject the animal to inhumane treatment in order to tame it, because to take a wild animal and tame it and put it in a zoo, bend it to the will of humans, is to torture it. That's all there is to it. I don't give a crap what anybody says. That's number one. Number two, if we can't do that with a wild animal and we still want to bend it to our will, we kill it. So the best thing to do with a wild animal, leave it alone. Pretend like, in the words of William Holden in Stalag 13, let's just pretend like we never met.
What? What do you mean?
It's a line from the movie.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking to a whale.
Talking to a whale?
Well, you said That William Holden said that.
It's a movie called Stalag 13.
Yeah, but you're talking about an animal.
A what?
I'm in an animal. An animal.
Yeah, William Holden is a movie. It's a World War II movie about a prisoner of war camp. It has nothing to do with an animal, but I just said, let's...
Man, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I use that on your side, but that makes no sense at all.
It makes plenty of sense to me. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, live streaming video, so you can watch you guys.
What do you mean live stream video?
Because you cats are driving me nuts. That's philhenryshow.com and the number 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. A mosque will be built next to Ground Zero. Whee! That's bitchin'.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. You can check in with us on Twitter at twitter.com/Phil Henry Show, twitter.com/Real Phil Henry, Facebook, facebook.com/Phil Henry. Facebook.com what?
/Phil Henry.
/Phil Henry, and then PhilHenryShow.com. That's where you can see the live streaming video, listen to our audio, yada, 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 yada. Oh, yeah, and the questions about merchandise coming soon. Don't worry about it, baby. After fiery debate, vote approves mosque plans. Now, I know that I have been, I'm like a lot of Americans. It bothers me. Oh, man. I asked myself, why does this bother me? Is it because of, am I being prejudiced here? Because it is true. Not everybody, you know, not everybody who is a Muslim is a bad guy. Okay, I guess. Not everybody who's a Christian is a bad guy. Okay, I guess. Not everybody who's a this, not everybody who's a that. Religion's very important to people. Religion is very fundamental to the cultures of so many places. Religion is this and religion is that. There's one thing, though, that religion will always have an obligation to do. It doesn't matter. The minute that we stop demanding this of religion, we are lost again. We're back in the Dark Ages. We're back before the age of enlightenment, before the age of reason, and we are frightened of the dark, and we are running to the Pope, and we're running to the mullahs, and we're taking our instruction if we forget this. And that is the following thing. Religion will always have the obligation to explain itself, its beliefs, its teachings, to the satisfaction of the society that it inhabits. Now, I shouldn't say society because not every society is democratic. But in a democratic society, and that's really what I'm talking about, like America, religion's always going to have that obligation. Obligation. Because, you see, they're getting tax-exempt status. They are a part of the Bill of Rights, religious expression. I mean, there are protections afforded to religion. There are protections afforded to every human being in this country, every man, woman, and child. But for the most part, we all kind of play the ball game the way the ball game is supposed to be played. Religion has a little bit different position in our society. It has a little bit of a different standing in our society. It gets all that good stuff, and there is an actual recognition of its specialness in the tax code. So I will always believe that religion has to prove itself. Now, that doesn't mean that they've got to every year file a report that says, here's how great we are. I'm not talking about that. But in the communities that they are involved in the neighborhoods that a religion or a religious institution is involved in, the churches, the mosques, in the states, in the counties, in the villages, in the townships, you name it, they have to be good neighbors, good participants in the community activity. They have to be a part of the fabric of that society. And that's why if a mosque comes into a neighborhood, for instance, and there are Muslims and there's a plant or there's a business that is a part of that community. And suddenly the mosque says, well, guess what? We ain't going to be doing that because we got to stop down 16 times a day to pray, man. And that's going to shut your factory down. And suddenly they're moving in, and under the guise of religious expression, they are completely upsetting business and commerce and culture and tradition. They're not taking off their headscarves so that we can identify people properly, because religion says they don't have to take their headscarf off. And they get to wash their feet in a drinking fountain. And a whole bunch of other things that, in my opinion, are unacceptable, because that is not how the mass of society lives. And a religion, even though we respect minority rights in our society, we do not let the minority walk in and upset the entire balance of the community because, well, it's minority rights. Bull crap. Along comes this mosque, and they want to put a mosque. Why do they want to put the mosque near Ground Zero? Well, it's because they want to be all, you know, let's hands across the water, baby. You know, let's begin to build the peace thing, man. All right, that's groovy. Or maybe they're sticking it to us a little bit, you think? Maybe they want to just see how much we're going to stand still for. Maybe they want to see just how much crap Americans will eat. You know, we've eaten a hell of a lot. We go to war and we have to apologize for it. We get 3,000 people murdered in cold blood, butchered before our eyes, and we have to apologize to the world for what? You imagine that? Only in America, only this generation of Americans are so soft in the head that after we get 3,000 Americans carved up in front of our eyes on national television, we go around apologizing to the world. Here is some of the debate. Two angry New Yorkers spoke out against the approval of the mosque at a meeting this week. Audio is less than optimal because there's a whole lot of screaming and yelling that goes on here.
This is an insult. This is demeaning. This is humiliating that you would build a shrine to the very ideology that inspired the attacks of 9/11.
This house of evil will be the birthplace of the next terrorist event.
Wow. All right. Here is Representative Peter King. This guy is he's a jackass anyway, Peter King. Well, Peter King's okay. Steve King's worse. Any guy named King, except for Martin Luther and one of those sports writers. Anyway, here is Peter King with MSNBC. He's not a fan of the mosque.
I believe it is very offensive and it's wrong. I don't believe that legally it can be stopped, however, because of the First Amendment. But having said that, the mosque will be there. It will be within walking distance of where so many Americans were killed by radical Muslims. And obviously, we cannot blame all of Islam for what a handful of terrorists did. What bothers me, though, is since then that so many Muslim leaders have failed to speak out against radical Islam.
Well, that's true, and it ain't ever going to happen because it's much, much easier to call Uncle Sam and the U.S. government. It's way easier to demonize them than it is to talk directly to radical Islamists, fundamentalists, and say, you guys suck, right? I mean, that's why you have so the number one reason, in my opinion, why the United States gets crapped on these days. The number one reason why it's the thing to say, which is, you know, America really is the number one terrorist. It's easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. It doesn't take any guts for a journalist to go after Uncle Sam. It doesn't take any guts at all. It doesn't take any guts for a journalist to go after the Bush administration. It doesn't take any guts for a journalist to go after the Obama administration. Obama really doesn't figure into this. This is all about Bush. Obama is, you know, as hard as the president is working on our domestic agenda, the international agenda, the president has found out, is not a slam dunk. No one cares. No one cares, okay? I voted for President Obama, but I was not stupid enough to think he was going to be gallivanting around the globe and everybody was going to be lining up to kiss his ass. Only the talk about soft in the head. You got to be really soft in the head to think that was going to happen. And that was just about every other cat that voted for him. He's finding out real quick just what a mess this world is. Now they're not impressed with his ass, not at all. That's number one. Number two, the president, he is destroying the momentum that we had in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we did have momentum in Afghanistan. That's the thing that they can't admit to. That's the thing that they can't stand, is the fact that Afghanistan was pretty quiet. for the most part. All these Al-Qaeda fighters, all these million guys under arms, all this recruiting that they were doing, that everybody was telling us about, not a one, not a peep out of these guys, right? Okay. So anyway, so here we are now back in the States, and we got a mosque that we got to put up with. Well, okay, you guys live in New York. You're going to have to deal with that, man. If I lived in New York City, and I love New York, and I go there all the time, I ain't going to be going down to Ground Zero anytime soon. I used to go down there every time I was in New York. It was just a regular thing that I did. I did two things down there. It's going to sound corny. I would go down, and I would pay my respects to Alexander Hamilton.
What are you talking about?
At the Trinity Church.
Well, who's I know who he is. He's...
$10 bill, Alexander Hamilton?
Well, yeah, but what about the Trinity Church?
That's where he's buried.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I wanted to do.
What's the other thing?
And then I would go to Ground Zero.
So now you ain't going to go to Alexander Hamilton?
Alexander Hamilton, not Hamill, okay? No, I'm going to go to Alexander Hamilton. I ain't going to Ground Zero is what I'm saying.
Who? Okay, I shouldn't ask.
What?
Who's Dorothy Hamilton?
Phil Hendry,
a skater.